If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Coming up on Saturday again, they have a joint practice with the Bills tomorrow. They'll get a lot of work done. The ones go up against the ones, the twos against the twos, the ones against the twos, twos against the ones. So they should be able to get the majority of the work in that they want in a controlled atmosphere for both head coaches. And then the scene, you know, it turns to inside the stadium on Saturday. Just an update on that, just taking a look at the weather for Saturday in the afternoon. You got about a high of about 78, humid though, with some sun then turning cloudy, a thunderstorm in the afternoon, gusty winds, small hail could accompany a thunderstorm on Saturday. So weather could play into Saturday's preseason game against the Bills too, which makes you wonder. I mean, you're already it's already not the creme de la creme of the talent pool that's going to be out there for most of the game. So, and then you add bad weather and rain and maybe a chance that maybe a little bit of small hail. That's going to be fun.
Andy Shador is starting. The weather will be wonderful.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I didn't realize that he controls the weather too.
Well, Dion put the order in. We're good to go.
Oh, well, if Dion did, then we're good. I mean, it's not exactly the real prime time.
You got to play Andy in the bad weather.
Are you playing the starters on Saturday? I don't know.
Well, that's to be determined tomorrow.
Yeah, I just don't know when you get to Saturday if you're going to want to put those guys out there. I do think the right part, Todd talked about this today, Todd Monken. You know, we ask these guys physically to rebound, and we normally give them 6 days in between games, right? And then they hop back out there. It reminds me of the conversation I once had with my dad when I was real young about professional wrestling, and I'm like, Dad, I mean, these guys are going after each other. That's real, isn't it? When I was young, and my dad said, well, consider this. Those guys beat each other up pretty good. Didn't you watch? I was like, yeah. He said, professional football players do that. They need a week off in between games just to kind of heal and be able to go back. So you tell me. My dad didn't want to spoil the party for me, but
it was very nice of him.
Yeah, but he wanted me to have a sense of reality to the fact that, you know, the physical beating you take, and these guys are going to, if I'm correct, they'll take that kind of physical beating tomorrow, and then they'll have, you know, another week until they play another game against New England, if they even put those guys back out there against New England. It is weird the way, you know, how this game has changed. I was trying to think, like back in the day, I want to remember, and I remember Deacon talking about this too. Did they play like seven, and I'm not trying to be that many preseason games in a year? They used to play six. Six preseason games in a year. That's insane.
Yes.
That's absolutely insane. Now that's just a little bit less than half a season now.
Remember, guys were selling furniture in the off season.
Well, that's true.
They did working out.
They were doing 2-a-days at practice in the middle of the
pads.
The hottest day. Yeah, there were no shoulder days or shorts days, right? Everything was pads.
And for lunch, they were hopping in their cars and going to get something to eat.
Across the street? At Lakeland, they used to go over to, I think there was a Brown Derby across the street, wasn't there? At Lakeland?
I believe there was.
Yeah, so yeah. I remember going out there. I remember going to Kent. I'm trying to think of where else. And then just remember going to the Browns facility when it was all... Where else did they put... Why am I forgetting?
They were at Hiram
school?
Forever.
Hiram, that was it, yeah. Anyway, so that's what you're looking at. You're looking at some weather issues maybe on Saturday to compound that. And I did think it was interesting that the way he broke down what they're going to do with practice and how they play it out tomorrow too. They have specifics, and they will do some seven. And he did talk about 7-on-7, and I thought one of the questions that came up for the 7-on-7, which I think is super valid, is do quarterbacks get into bad habits with a 7-on-7 because you don't have any of the lines there, and will you hang on to the ball too long? I actually thought, in some ways, you look at 7-on-7s. I kind of harken back on, high school plays a lot more 7-on-7s now than they ever did during the summer. And I remember watching a team play a couple years ago, a 7-on-7, and they looked unbelievable. I was like, wow, man, this team is going to be stacked during the season. And they didn't win a game during the regular season. They won like one game in the beginning of the year. And
need
they couldn't
a line,
win.
Andy, right?
No line, right?
Yep.
So maybe 7-on-7 isn't the best
indicator.
Yeah. I mean, it does get those guys a lot of work, but and it's fun to watch sometimes. I like watching 7-on-7.
It's entertaining.
Yeah, it's not great if you're playing defense, that's for sure. But I do think it's fun. But they'll do some of that tomorrow too. He talked about giving them what's the message to the team before they play Buffalo, and trying to you're going to motivate them. I don't know that. There's a lot of things that I like about Todd Monken. I mean, you have to give a big rah-rah speech. Man, if you're trying to make the team, I don't need a coach to tell me to run through a brick wall. I know I'm running through that brick wall if I'm trying to make a team. So
exactly.
Why do you think we are starting to see more of these camp fights across the league? And, yesterday the Saints and Dallas. Well, part of it is the one-on-one stuff that he explained today in the press conference where you have the one-on-one drills and guys start getting they start getting a little bit chippy with each other, and we even talked about Quinshon Judkins, and maybe guys and Mike Hall coming back and being a little bit amped up because he's finally back out on the field, and he wasn't real happy about the way things ended his last time he was out there. So I he did talk about a lot of interesting things, but I still the bottom line is the only thing I think anyone's interested in is who's going to be the starting quarterback when the season starts. That's kind of where we're at.
So. I think that's exactly where we're at, don't you?
Yeah, I know it is.
Who will it be? There's the question. Maybe we'll find out by Monday.
There was another thing that I was thinking about coming into this, and do you remember when Jimmy Haslam said in the beginning of the year, they had said, I think the over-under is, what, 5.5 on the season? And Jimmy said
he'd take the over?
Take the over on that. And then today, Todd Monken's like, well, when you're this age and you get the chance, you're not worried about the next job, right?
Yeah.
But is 5.5 like a, I don't want to say a referendum on how many games he's got to win. But, and I don't even know. I kind of feel like Todd's in a good spot. If he can keep the team together, they look proficient the entire season. Maybe they win 5. Maybe they win 6. Maybe they win 4. If they're still playing as a team, I think by the end of the season, I don't think the win-loss record is going to matter. I think he gets another year next year no matter what, especially knowing what the quarterback situation was coming into this thing. Now, you bring in an offensive guy, right, like Monken, and you're expecting the offense to get better. But if you don't have a quarterback, and at least if the front office can accept that they don't feel like they have the best man for the job or the opportunity to bring the best man for the job is in college, well, then maybe he's good for...
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search... The Great Bear Rescue. To learn more.